this is the first time I've ever played L.A. And I have to say, you know, it was sort of a, I did another thing earlier tonight, and I drove here by myself in my rented car, and I know, it's really sad, and I was sort of like, is this the right way? I don't know if it's the right way. Maybe I'll get there eventually, you know? And I was feeling very lonely and displaced, and then I got here, and you people over here raised a bunch of stuffed monkeys in the air. And I said, well, dear God, I'm home. So thank you for that. Speaking of which, this is a song about an evil genius in love. Yeah! Welcome to my secret lair on Skullcrusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you've met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing. I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't kill you yet. I made this half pony, half monkey monster to please you, but I get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony? Making a gift for you. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't kill you. Picture the two of us alone inside my golden submarine, while up above the waves my doomsday squad ignites the atmosphere, and all the fools who lead their foolish lives may find it quite exclusive. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you. No, it isn't easy living here on Skullcrusher Mountain. So maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink. Think about me and you. I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't kill you. I shouldn't kill you yet. I shouldn't kill you yet.
Thank you.
You know, it happens a lot when I sing that song. I look out at the audience and I see a couple out there and they're like snuggling up.
I know there's an important story behind that. You know, I don't really want to know the details.